So we've learned a lot today about the LHC, but does it mean that we've overwritten something else in our brains that we learned when we were back in school? Now it's time to welcome Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for our question of the week. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Helen.
It's lovely to have you back. What have you got for us this week?
Well, this week it's all about memory, so I'm going to try and remember what the question was.
Hello, my name's Sean and I'm from Edinburgh. I would like to know, how much information can my brain take before I start overwriting stuff that's already there? Is all this learning good for me, or should I concentrate on less?
So is it really healthy to listen to the naked scientists?
Hi, Sean. I'm Ian McLaren from the University of Exeter. I work on learning memory and cognition. You asked if the brain overwrites older information each time I learn something new. The answer is when you learn new things, you do forget the older stuff to some extent, but it's not as bad as it sounds. Say you learn a list of metals and flower names, and then afterwards you learn a list of trees and plants. Learning that second list will make your memory for the first worse, but we don't think it overwrites it. If I now tell you that that first list was metals and flower names, and you use those cues, things you'd apparently forgotten resurface. It seems like they were harder to retrieve, and we think that inaccessibility protects them, actually, from being overwritten. Because if you didn't protect it in that way, it would get overwritten, and you really would lose stuff. So the other question was, is all this learning good for me, or should I concentrate on learning less? The problem as we age with our memory seems to be not a lack of capacity, but we get worse at using it. We're not as good at controlling it. So if you keep on learning things and using your memory a great deal, that can only help. It's a use it or lose it kind of idea. Hope that helps.
So learning new stuff doesn't quite push out the old stuff. It can just make it a bit less accessible. Just like exercise, the best thing to do is to take your brain for a regular jog through a science radio show, for example.
Can't think what you'd be talking about, Diana.
We've had lots of response on this question on the forum from Make It Lady, who said that when he or she learnt Japanese, they completely forgot about all the maths they learned at school, and no matter how much they tried to relearn, nothing was jogged. Rad said that sometimes your brain goes through a sort of closet clearance, chucking out all the old, unfashionable memories it no longer needs.
Well, anyway, moving on from radiating knowledge to radiating watches.
Hi, I'm Sandra and I'm calling from Melbourne. I was just wondering, is there any radiation that would come from a glow-in-the-dark watch that could be harmful to the wearer?
So are glow-in-the-dark watches dangerous, or should we keep them in lead-lined boxes? Send your answers to chris@thenakedscientist.com or enter your thoughts on the matter in our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. That's Diana O'Carroll, who not only glows in the dark, also walks on water. Terrific. See you next week, Diana. Thanks, Hugh. Thank you for coming in.
Laying the facts bare... Ooh. The Naked Scientists.